Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run.
Hello one and all, and welcome to another edition of the Dad's Army podcast, podcast number 38 for those of you who are keeping count. And I suppose in podcast terms, I'm nearly 40. That doesn't feel particularly good, but it does feel like it's quite an achievement to get so many podcasts out. Anyway, the very first thing I want to do is to thank two of our listeners individually, and that's Peter Jefferson and Gareth Kays, who have contributed to the running costs of the Dad's Army podcast. Thank you ever so much for your donations. It's really great to actually know, one, that I've got listeners, and two, to know that they like the show so much that they're prepared to contribute to help keep it going. So thank you very much indeed, both Gareth and Peter. Now, this podcast is going to be quite brief compared to the last few, I'm afraid, and that's mainly because I've got a new job and I'm really having to snatch times now to make these recordings. What I intend to do is get another podcast out inside a couple of weeks, and this time it will be a commentary. And the episode is very much up to you. Now, in podcast 37, those of you who have got particularly sharp ears will realise that I mistook everybody's tracking for number engaged. Now, I really do like both of those episodes, so I've decided to give you, the listener, a choice between which episode I do a commentary on. So you can do this in a number of ways. You can just send me an email, james@dadsarmypodcast.com. Just let me know which episode you prefer. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to group in one of the podcast team to sit down and watch the episode that gets the most votes and just talk about it. In the meantime, I'm going to spend the rest of this podcast going through the emails that I've received. And once again, I've received loads of emails over the last month or so. So I have to really take my hat off to you listeners and say thank you so much. Because, as I said before, it really makes the podcast come alive to get other people's points of view about Dad's Army. Our first piece of feedback is from Alan. Hi Alan, thanks again for sending in yet another email. And just a brief one this time. He says, James, brilliant podcast. As you go on, the podcasts get better. Thank you very much, Alan. 2 points. One, why were those adverts for the other podcasts there? Well, quite simply, Alan, it's because I listen to loads of podcasts, and through doing the Dad's Army podcast and also the DWO WhoCast, I've begun to get to know a lot of people within the podcasting community. And what we tend to do is identify appropriate podcasts and play what we call promos on each other's shows. And there were three on the last podcast, and I thought that it is possible that fans of Dad's Army may enjoy having a listen to other podcasts. So it's simply there to give you my opinion about what I think you'd like. They're only ever a couple of minutes long, and I hope that a couple of listeners have decided to go over and take a listen to those. And as you'll note throughout this podcast, there'll be a couple more promos as well.
Like Doctor Who? Short podcasts and randomness, then this might be for you. The Minute Doctor Who Podcast. From obscure locations,
the acid sea of Marinus,
with weird artifacts,
the scrabble board of Arasalon,
the occasional parody,
new face,
and odd connections.
The Idiot's Lantern is just a reworking of Spearhead from Space.
On audio, who knew in his heart that she must share her future with David Cameron. And on video,
his toast is not getting eaten. Welcome to the show.
The Minute Doctor Who Podcast. The easiest place to find me is through twitter.com/TMDWP.
The second point Alan mentions, if you could meet one person from Dad's Army for a chat, who would it be? Now, I like this question, Alan. I don't really know for sure if I have an answer for you, because if we're talking in Fantasyland and we could be talking alive or dead, then I think the answer is exceptionally straightforward, and that would be Arthur Lowe every time. But if we're talking from the surviving cast at the moment and people who I haven't spoken to, and there's really not that many now, to be honest with you. I've spoken to both Jimmy Perry and David Croft. I've spoken to Ian Lavender. Frank Williams, as you know, is a big supporter of the podcast. I think, actually, possibly by process of elimination, it's Bill Pertwee. Bill's been involved in Dad's Army fandom for a very long time. He's written a couple of books. He's got another book on its way out. Well, it's not really a new book. It's a revision of his old book, which, again, I thoroughly enjoyed reading the first time I read it. But I've never had an opportunity to sit down and just have a good old chat with him. And he's a really interesting individual. I've heard him in other interviews. I've seen him at events. And so perhaps one day, you never know, I might actually get an opportunity to sit down and just discuss his career, his experience in Dad's Army with him. I think one day it will happen. The Appreciation Society have been very instrumental in organising some of my other interviews. And Bill is the president of the Dad's Army Appreciation Society, so I'm sure it should be possible to work something out. But thanks very much, Adam. That was a good question, and I like having to think about those kind of things. Thank you. Our next email is just a very short message from a chap called Vince Tennant Tavers. I hope I'm saying your name correctly there, Vince. And he said, when you do podcasts in the future, can you put show notes in the lyrics field of iTunes 2, please? Now, I'm not really certain what that means, but if I can figure out how to do it, Vince, then the answer is yes. Next email is from a chap called Arthur Vasey, and it's a slightly longer email this time. Hi, James and Tony. I am listening to episode 24 of your podcast at the moment. Sorry I'm so far behind. On Tuesday, 25th of August, 2009. Well, who knows when you're going to get round to listening to this particular episode then, Arthur. It could be another year or so. Either way, so long as you get to hear it. The info I'm about to send you is old news, so feel free to say so. The pilot episode of It Sticks Out Half a Mile originally was intended to follow the following plotline. Mr. Mannering was originally included in it. He was going to buy the pier, renovate and run it. If you listen to the pilot episode, Arthur Lowe appears drunk in the episode. In fact, he was ill and the medication he was on had the effect of making him sound inebriated. Shortly after the pilot was recorded, Arthur Lowe died. The series was then rewritten with Pike and Hodges buying the pier. The first episode was almost verbatim of the pilot, with some of the lines that had been written for Arthur Lowe given to Ian Lavender and Bill Pertwee. Just thought I'd share that with you. Well, thank you very much indeed, Arthur. Yeah, now the only episode of It Sticks Out I haven't listened to is the pilot episode, so I must get round to rectifying that one day. I was aware that Arthur was originally down to star in it, and in all honesty, having listened to the 10 or 12 episodes that do exist now with Wilson in it instead of Mannering, I think it would have benefited massively from having Arthur Lowe in it. And for me, the only thing that seems slightly strange, it was a choice between Arthur Lowe or John Le Mesurier. I don't really understand why. And maybe this was attempted, who knows. But I would have loved to have heard both Arthur and John in the same radio production, because I think that would have given it something. And along with Pike, who again, for many people, is the most favourite character, apart from Mannering, Wilson and Jones, I just think that would have created a really good dynamic. I mean, I still think they did really well with It Sticks Out, and I'm pleased to see they gave Hodges some character development, and his character really did expand somewhat, and he mellowed a little bit, and he became far more a believable character. Pike, I'm not so sure, because it was supposed to be set, I think, 3 or 4 years in the future, a couple of years after the war, and yet Pike didn't seem to have moved on. He was the same character that you saw in Dad's Army. And the same could be said, perhaps, of Wilson, except he was even more wishy-washy than you saw in some episodes of Dad's Army. But I did enjoy It Sticks Out, but I just felt it was missing just a little bit. All the pieces were there to a successful sitcom, but they just weren't assembled in as good a way as Perry and Croft put all their bits and pieces together. I hope that makes some kind of sense. But and it's not to denigrate Michael Knowles or Harold Snowd at all. I absolutely adore the adaptions they did for the Dad's Army radio show. But I'm glad it exists, and I did really enjoy having a listen to those characters. And of course, Janet Davis was in it as well for at least one episode. Anyway, thank you very much, Arthur, for sending in your message. Moving on, Richard Whittle. Hi there. I was listening to the Now Show, Radio 4 comedy podcast, on my way to work this morning, and I was amazed to hear them do an impression of the Dad's Army cast, Wilson, Mannering, Fraser and Jones. It proves how versatile and long-lasting Dad's Army is, and that a show that started out 40 years ago is still being satirised and recognised by today's comedians. Then I started to wonder if you managed to catch the show or have ever heard of it. If you haven't, then I enclose a sound recording of the sketch. Well, yeah, thank you, Richard. I do subscribe to the Now Show. It's also on the same feed as the News Quiz, and so I prefer the News Quiz, to be honest with you. But Dad's Army does get used as an example, you know, to satirise modern politics. How many times have we seen the words "Don't panic" where we're talking about the economy? It's quite phenomenal, really, that one particular programme can just make its way into everyday language, really, without the need for any explanation. And one of the only other things I can think of that could do that as well is Doctor Who, and that's the TARDIS and the Daleks. They don't need explaining. Everybody knows what a TARDIS and a Dalek is, or at least in the UK anyway. Anyway, thank you very much for sending me that clip, Richard, and here for you, the listener, here's that clip.
See, all the professions that used to be pillars of respectability have gone. Banks, for example, they used to be places where people worked so hard they had to be given a special holiday twice in May and once in August. And the bank manager was the figure that everybody looked up to. I mean, if they made Dad's Army now, it just wouldn't work.
Now, look here, Wilson. I want you to take this money and invest it in mortgage-backed security bonds.
Are you awfully sure that's wise?
Don't argue, Wilson.
Doesn't it rather assume that house prices will keep rising?
Are you questioning my business plan?
Sir, ask Tarsis, you're fooling! Tarsis, you're fooling! Don't panic! Don't panic!
We're all doomed! Doomed, I tell you!
That was really quite terrible, wasn't it? It may well have been funny, but I don't think any of the voices sounded remotely like the characters, but there you go. Anyway, thank you so much for sending that in to me. Really very much appreciated. I mentioned Peter Jefferson at the beginning of the podcast. Thanks again, Peter, for your donation. Hi, James. Discovered your podcast last month and have now caught up from number one and enjoyed them all. I agree with you about Jones' antics. Some are just unbelievably embarrassing, but otherwise a wonderful show. Well, can I just say, Peter, that you're the very first listener ever to agree with me about the fact that Jones can be quite annoying and quite unfunny at times. I normally get abusive emails saying, Jones is wonderful, leave him alone, you're picking on him, etc. So I am pleased to know that there is at least one person who understands what I'm talking about. Peter continues, I remember when watching it first time around, really wanting to see Mrs. Mannering as someone who George was afraid of, similar to Rumpole's wife, make an appearance, but other than that, in the bunk of the Anderson shelter, there was no trace of her. Well, there's always slight moments in episodes where you think, am I going to get to see Mrs. Mannering? Not sure. The things that come immediately to mind are the Godiva affair. You kind of think, well, you never know, you might get to see Mrs. Mannering at some point. The king was in his counting house. You heard her come down the stairs, and if I remember rightly, there might even be a small shadow of her when she's coming down the stairs just before the air raid. And the other instance is the one that you mention in the Anderson shelter, and that was in Soldier's Farewell, if memory serves correctly. It never normally does, but you never know if that's the case, and that's where we actually saw the curve of Mrs. Mannering's bottom. But that particular trick, if you like, has been used many times since Dad's Army was on air. If you think of a couple of series I could think of, you mentioned Rumpole's wife, Rumpole and the Bailey. I'm thinking of Cheers. I have a feeling we never met Norm's wife, Vera, and that was used again in Frasier. You never get to see Miles' wife, Maris, who he separates from eventually. But it is quite interesting. I wonder if Dad's Army was the first or one of the first sitcoms to use that little device. But for me, it works very, very well. Anyway, Peter continues, difficult to name my favourite episode, but I remember that the Godiva affair was one that I wasn't that keen on, maybe because of the Morris men's outfits they wear. Once again, Elizabeth is close by but never seen. Perhaps scantily dressed on a horse, it may be better left that way. The one scene that has stuck in my memory and saves the show is Pike repeating the word fleshings, sort of Benny Hill style. Yeah, I like the Godiva affair, Peter, I have to say. It's not one of my favourites, but I thoroughly enjoyed the Morris dance. I think that was something completely abnormal and out of the ordinary for the cast to perform, and I think works really well. And I just enjoy seeing a platoon get into a different side of the war, which was fundraising for a Spitfire. And I think Wilson was absolutely fantastic in his particular episode. His complete disdain at having to walk around with a horse and come up with a jocular remark, I just found incredibly funny. I really did enjoy it. And of course, you mention it as well. It was the episode that was famous almost now for the word fleshings, which, of course, Claude Gordon, the town clerk, came out with first of all. And Eric Longworth sadly passed away a little while ago, but certainly that's his legacy and probably the thing that he'll be remembered for contributing the most to Dad's Army. I know you have mentioned It Sticks Out Half a Mile, and I have again just recently, and I guess you'll be aware of two other radio shows, not spin-offs, but do have the main actors from Dad's Army in, and that's Parsley Sidings and The Motorway Men. Now, I've not listened to either one of those, Peter. I know the Dad's Army Appreciation Society have them within their library, so perhaps at one point I'll have a listen. Thanks again for your email.
If you're interested in classic TV broadcast between 1960 to 1999, then come over to the Waffle On podcast, because that's what we do. Join me and Kel every month, and we pick a show and we just talk about it. Well, in fact, we waffle on about it. You can find us at http://waffleon.podbean.com or simply go to iTunes and type in Waffle On. We'd be honoured if you'd join us.
Now, a long, long time ago, I mentioned on the podcast that there was a really good James Beck fan site up on MySpace, and I was quite a regular visitor to that site, and unfortunately, MySpace takes ages to load up, especially if you've got lots of pictures on it, and I got quite fed up with just waiting for it to load in. The architect of that site was a lady called Katie Ball, and Katie's been in touch with me, and she says, "Hi, James. Over the last couple of months, I've been busy moving the Jimmy Beck MySpace page over to a proper website, and it's now complete. I wonder if you could give the new site a mention on the podcast, please." Absolutely no problem, Katie. I've taken a look at your new website, and I have to say I do think it's a vast, vast improvement on the other one. Not that the other one was bad in any way, shape or form. But yeah, I just find this one really, really good to look at, far more professional, and it's a real tribute to James Beck. And I would suggest that anyone who's interested in James Beck's life, not only within Dad's Army, but in other aspects of his career, take a look, because it is such a very good website. jamesbeckonline.co.uk is the URL you need to go to, and I'll put that in the show notes as well, so you can just go ahead and click on it. Casey just finishes off with another paragraph. She says, "Also, I don't know if you've heard this bit of news already, but Bill Pertwee will be signing copies of his new book at the Joel Siegel Books in Topham near Exeter on Wednesday the 28th of October at 6:30 p.m. No, I didn't know that. I knew Bill was revising his old book. And again, I've forgotten the title off the top of my head. But yeah, if you're based near Exeter, perhaps you might want to go along and meet Bill and get him to sign your book. Thanks again, Katie, for getting in touch. Good to hear from you. And the last email I have this month, this is from a chap called Scott Gilchell, and Scott is based in America. Now, we haven't got that many American listeners, I have to say, so really good to hear from you, Scott. He starts off, "Dear Sir," which is a wonderful way to start an email, and I would encourage everybody to call me Sir. It gives me a massively big head. Thank you very much. I don't think I've ever been called Sir before, apart from when someone's held a door open for me at a posh restaurant, but that doesn't happen very often. Anyway, Scott says, "I recently got high-speed internet allowing me to actually hear your shows. I am from Pennsylvania in the United States and have been a Dad's Army fan ever since it was aired on some public broadcasting stations in the late 1980s, if memory serves. There were fewer than 20 episodes aired here. I immediately loved the series, and I also remember watching the American Dad's Army pilot that aired on ABC. Yeah, I think it's great, Scott. I have to say, PBS stations, which operate, as far as I'm aware, pretty much uniquely in America, have to raise their own funding, and they do that through a lot of donations, and, you know, they have lots of fundraising drives. So you do get a lot of that on these stations, or you used to get a lot of that on these stations. But they used to invest in the shows that the people wanted to see. And Doctor Who in America, God, I keep on mentioning Doctor Who in this podcast, but survived in America on PBS stations, and I think still does to an extent. And that's how most people got their first experience of Doctor Who. I have to admit, I was completely unaware that Dad's Army made it into any PBS station. And it's a shame that just 20 out of the 80-odd episodes were aired, but it looks like it got Scott hooked, and I think that's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, Scott carries on. I am so glad you have taken up the challenge of doing this radio programme about Dad's Army. My favourite episodes of the podcast are the interviews with the delightful Frank Williams. His autobiography is wonderful and filled with so much detail on a great career. I cannot understand why the BBC will not air the documentary done on Mr. Williams. Thanks again for such a great series of broadcasts. Well, can I honestly say, Scott, thank you so much. I hope this is not your last email either. I'm really glad you're enjoying the podcasts. I adore speaking to Frank Williams. He's one of life's absolute gents. It's part of the reason why I'm organising this event for him in London in November. So there you are, just a quick plug there for everyone who's not in America and who can make it to London reasonably easily. An evening with Frank Williams will be on the 21st of November in Kentish Town. For details, go over to the podcast blog. That's www.dadsarmypodcast.blogspot.com. But yes, I thoroughly enjoyed interviewing Frank, Scott, as you can probably tell. I'm hoping that we will have him back on the podcast again to discuss pretty much anything. I don't really mind what I talk about with Frank because he's so engaging. And you're absolutely right. His autobiography is incredibly interesting. I think that is the autobiography I enjoyed reading the most out of all those that I have taken a read of. You can just hear Frank talk through those pages. If he were to do an audio version of his autobiography, for instance, then it would sound so natural because he's managed to get his personality and his character across into those pages. And it's just a brilliant read. So if you're interested in what the Vicar did, aside from Dad's Army, then I would suggest that you you go online and try and find a copy of his book. It doesn't actually cost very much. And of course, you can then bring it along to the event in November and get him to sign it. That's all the feedback I have this month. Feel free to send in your thoughts and comments, either to disagree with me or to just put your own point of view or tell me about your own experiences of Dad's Army. I love receiving the messages, and I really do think that makes the podcast come alive. And it's great because it stimulates a lot of debate as well. Certainly when I read them to Tony, when I read them to James and other people who have helped on the podcast, they've all got their own views on our listeners' points of views. Just a quick reminder that you can follow the podcast on Twitter. That's www.twitter.com/Dad's Army Podcast. You can also send in your suggestions for which commentary I do. Remember, you've got a choice, either Everybody's Trucking or Number Engaged. You can leave your feedback on Twitter for me there, so long as you mention at Dad's Army Podcast in your post, I'll get to see it. Or you can send me the email, which is james@dadsarmypodcast.com. Anyway, just a brief podcast this month. I look forward to recording the commentary and getting that out on the feed in a couple of weeks' time. And of course, I will still try and get the October podcast out to you as well. Although I have to say that's likely to be the end of October, and I may even miss the October podcast. It might be the beginning of November. I've got something planned for that particular podcast, and I don't think it's going to be complete until the first few days in November. So we'll have to wait and see as to when I can get that one online. Thanks again for spending the last half an hour listening to me, Rabbit. It's been really enjoyable talking to you, and I hope to speak to you soon. Bye for now.